ready, everybody. Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Well, how do all you radio listeners feel tonight with the day's work well behind you? Full of pep for the evening ahead? Or tired out and ready for bed? A lot depends, of course, on how well you slept last night. You know, people often think they're tired at night because of the work they've done in the day. Well, that's partly the reason, of course. But really, your evening's enjoyment hangs on how soundly you slept the night before. Every one of us needs plenty of sound, restful sleep every night. And here's a tip that'll help you to get it. Just before going to bed, treat yourself to a glass of delicious Horlicks malted milk, hot. As you slip between sheets that are suddenly cool and inviting, you'll notice how soothed and relaxed you feel. Without any effort, you'll quietly slip off to sleep. Sound, continuous sleep that really rests and refreshes. Sleep that gives you a feeling of fitness. Try a glassful of hot Horlicks malted milk before you go to bed tonight. You'll be surprised how it'll help you to get so much more out of life. And remember now, there's still time to send in for one of Lum and Abner's handy fountain pen-sized flashlights, if you haven't already done so. But you'll have to hurry. The offer ends midnight Sunday. I'll tell you all about it after we hear Lum and Abner. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Since Abner hired Squire Skimp to act as his campaign manager, interest in the election of a president of the Jot'em Down store has really picked up down in Pine Ridge. Squire has devised all sorts of campaign stunts for publicity, and Abner is gaining votes by leaps and bounds. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Dick Huddleston over at the Jot'em Down store talking with Lum. Listen.
Yeah, but now you can't make any money, Lum, selling stuff at cost that way.
Selling it at cost?
Yeah, that's what Abner's telling around. He was down at the barber shop this morning telling a crowd of fellas in there that if they elected him president of the store over here, he'd see if they got their groceries at cost.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Well, no wonder he's been getting so many votes the last few days, telling such stories as that around.
Squire Skimp's been out lectioneering for him, and he's been telling the same story. Telling folks how much money they can save by electing Abner president.
Well, that's more than likely where Abner got the idea. Squire Skimp put them notions in his head, I bound you. Well, don't you worry about us selling stuff at cost, Dick. We're going to make a profit on it. I don't care who's president.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Lum. We've always been competitors in the store business, but we've always gotten along all right.
Why, sure, and we aim to keep on getting along all
right.
That's
the thing to do.
Just don't pay no attention to nothing Abner says. I'll sworn he'll do or say anything that Squire Skimp tells him to. Of all people he could have picked out for a campaign manager, he had to pick out a feller like him.
Yeah, I was sorry to see Abner get lined up with Squire. Old Squire's liable to get him in a batch of trouble before he knows it if he don't watch out.
Yeah, I tried to tell Abner, but he wouldn't listen. Squire's the sort of a feller when you first meet him, you don't like him so well, but after you get to knowing him better, why, you can't stand him at all.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's about right, Lum.
Now, he's got Abner so worked up over this election, he'll do anything to get a few votes.
Yeah.
You know that net the volunteer fire department bought with that money they raised off in the box supper they had here a while back?
Well, I didn't know that they'd got it yet.
Yeah, a safety net they bought.
Yeah.
Well, it come in yesterday, so Squire made arrangements with the fire boys to have Abner tested.